The 5-Second Rule. Transform your life, work, and confidence with everyday courage. Author, Mel Robbins. Courage is the ability to do things that feel difficult, scary, or uncertain. It's not reserved just for a chosen few. It's a birthright. It's inside all of us, and it's waiting for you to discover it. One moment of courage can change your day. One day can change your life. And one life can change the world. That's the true power of courage. It reveals you, the greatest version of you. Discover your courage and you'll be capable of accomplishing and experiencing anything you dream about. Yes, even changing the world. The 5-Second Rule. The moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And physically move, or your brain will stop you. That's the 5-Second Rule. When you do this, your brain and your body send you signals to wake up and pay attention. Your instincts may seem stupid in the moment, but when you honor them with deliberate action, it can change your life. What you can expect when you use it. When you count backwards, you mentally shift the gears in your mind. You interrupt your default thinking and do what psychologists call assert control. The counting backwards distracts you from your excuses and focuses your mind on moving in a new direction. When you physically move instead of stopping to think, your physiology changes and your mind falls in line. In researching this book, I discovered that the rule is a starting ritual that activates the prefrontal cortex, helping to change your behavior. The power of courage. Everyday life is full of moments that are scary, uncertain, and difficult. Facing these moments and unlocking the opportunity, magic, and joy in your life requires tremendous courage. Courage is precisely what the 5-Second Rule gives you. As I began to write this book and started collecting stories of people around the world using this rule, it became clear that inside every decision, there exists 5 seconds of courage that can change everything in our lives. Courage is about experiencing the power of a push. It's a moment when your instincts, values, and goals align, and you move so quickly, you don't have time or a valid reason to stop yourself. You'll never feel like it. If you've ever wondered why it's so hard to make yourself do things that you know will solve your problems and improve your life, the answer is simple. It's your feelings. None of us realize it, but we make almost every single decision not with logic, not with our hearts, not based on our goals or dreams, but with our feelings. Every time we have a decision to make, we subconsciously tally all the pros and cons of our choices and then make a gut call, based on how we feel. This happens in a nanosecond. That's why none of us catches it. For example, when you ask yourself the question, "What do I want to eat?" you're actually asking yourself, "What do I feel like eating?" That explains why change is hard. Logically, we know what we should do, but our feelings about doing it make our decisions for us. That's why you must learn how to separate what you feel from the actions you take. The 5-Second Rule is a remarkable tool in this regard. For example, the moment you feel too tired, you'll decide not to go for a run. But 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and you can make yourself go for one. Courage changes your behavior. I like to say that the 5-Second Rule is change agnostic. It will work with any kind of behavior change that you're trying to make happen. The applications of the 5-Second Rule are only limited by your imagination. If you want to adopt a positive new habit, just use the rule to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and push yourself to do it. There are 3 behavior changes that we receive emails about constantly: health, productivity, and procrastination. I'll teach you the step-by-step approach to how you can use the 5-Second Rule in combination with some research-based strategies to improve these 3 major areas of your life. Improve your health. Every single diet, exercise program, gym circuit, workout class, physical therapy regimen, cross-training routine, meditation program, and yoga will improve your health. But here's the catch. You have to do it. The moment you accept the fact that we just want to do the things that feel easy, you realize the secret to getting healthy is simple. You'll never feel like it. You just have to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. After all, exercise is 100% mental. Your body won't go where your mind doesn't push it. That's why the 5-Second Rule is game-changing for your health. Increase productivity. Productivity can be boiled down to one word: focus. There are 2 types of focus you need to master productivity. First, the ability to manage distractions so that you can focus moment to moment on the task at hand. And second, the skill of focusing on what's truly important to you in the big picture, so you don't waste your day on stupid stuff. If I notice myself detouring from my routine or getting distracted, that's a moment of power. I use the rule 5-4-3-2-1 to get back on track. You can create any routine that works. Lots of people have found great success adding exercise, meditation, and gratitude lists to their morning routines. Road test them all to see what works best for you. End procrastination. The 5-Second Rule is an incredible weapon in the fight against procrastination. There are 2 kinds of procrastination. Productive procrastination, which is an important part of any creative process to let the mind wander and make the work even smarter. and destructive procrastination, which is when you avoid tasks you need to complete. Let's talk about the second type in detail. Destructive procrastination is when we avoid the work we need to get done and know there will be negative consequences. When you avoid something that feels hard, you get a sense of relief. Plus, when you do something you enjoy, like surfing Facebook or laughing at viral videos, you get a short-term boost of dopamine. The more often that you procrastinate, the more likely you'll repeat the behavior. Here's the problem. While you get a small boost of relief when you watch cat videos, over time, the work you're avoiding builds and that creates more stress in your life. Here's how you can most effectively use the 5-second rule to beat procrastination. Use it to make yourself start. Start small. Attack what you're avoiding for just 15 minutes at a time. Then, take a break and watch a few cat videos. And for crying out loud, give yourself a break for blowing things off until now. You're only human. Courage changes your mind. 1. Stop worrying. More than any other change, ending your habit of worrying will create the single biggest positive impact in your life. Believe it or not, you were taught how to worry. As a kid, you heard your parents worrying constantly. Be careful, wear a hat or you'll catch a cold. And don't sit too close to the TV. As adults, we spend too much time and energy worrying about things we can't control or that could go wrong. When you get to be near the end of your life, you'll wish you hadn't. You can stop worrying, and the 5-second rule will teach you how. Worrying is a default setting that your mind goes to when you aren't paying attention. The key is catching yourself when you drift into worry, and then regaining mental control by using the rule. 2. Beat fear. Fear will make you do nutty things, and you can cure it using the 5-second rule. For example, before a negotiation or a difficult conversation, create an anchor thought of the conversation or the negotiation going really well. Specifically, you might picture someone thanking you for having the conversation or celebrating the deal with your business partner at your favorite place. This thought will keep you grounded, present, and powerful. When you enter a conversation managing your fear, you can't be your best because part of your mind is busy trying to manage that fear in real time. When you have an anchor thought, it allows you to disappear the fear the moment that you notice your mind drift to it. Remember, even though your fears and your habits can hijack you in 5 seconds, you can take back control just as quickly and continue to do so forever.